Scholastic Audio presents What the Dickens by Gregory Maguire, read by Jason Culp. For the tempest tossed, past, present, and to come. It is equal to living in a tragic land to live in a tragic time. Wallace Stevens, Dry Loaf. We live in the most brightly illuminated of dark ages. Paul Hines in conversation. Twilight. By evening, when the winds rose yet again, the power began to stutter at half strength and the sirens to fail. From those streetlights whose bulbs hadn't been stoned, a tea-colored dusk settled in uncertain tides. It fell on the dirty militias of pack dogs, all bullying and foaming against one another, and on the palm fronds twitching in the storm gutter, and on the abandoned cars, and everything was flattened, equalized in the gloom of half-light. Like the subjects in a Browning photograph in some antique photo album. Only these times weren't antique. They were now. The air seemed both oily and dry. If you rubbed your fingers together, a miser imagining a coin, your fingers stuck slightly. A fog of smoke lay on the slopes above the deserted freeway. It might have reminded neighbors of campfire hours, but there were few neighbors around to notice. Most of them had gotten out while they still could. Dinah could feel that everything was different without knowing how or